Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Kishore Nasina, who is the owner of Nascent Hydroponics in Russell. Hi, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me here, Candace. It is so a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure, too. So, you've started a hydroponics business, and you're growing fresh greens.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started in the business?
Yeah, absolutely. So we used to live in Toronto. So we moved to Russell last year. So the very first thing when we moved was finding the fresh produce. Right. So we found that as a little challenging. So we do the grocery shopping in independent Foodland and sometimes go to Ottawa. But one thing we've been noticing was the quality of the fresh greens that you get from the stores. You know, I've been doing some research about how long the produce travels before it actually hits your fridge. Mm-hmm. So on an average, it travels 3,000 miles. Sometimes it's even longer. Right. So there are a couple of reasons why, you know, we thought maybe we should do something. Not only for us, but also to the community, have fresh produce available throughout the year. Okay, so what can we do? How can we do? So that's how all it started. And then I looked into different technologies, methods. So hydroponics is one of the reliable, and that is something I can manage, you know, by myself. So that's how it started.
And you have it in a greenhouse?
That's right. Okay. So I started building the greenhouse earlier this year, back in June. So it took me 6 months to finish. And then our first crop actually came out last week.
Okay.
And then we have crop coming out every week. So
right.
Every week we can harvest a certain amount of crop. And actually it was so exciting that I invited people from Russell and Embrun to come over. We had an open house last weekend to give a taste test. I was asking them, do you actually feel any difference in taste and the quality of the produce than what you get in the grocery store? Everybody's expressions was amazing. They really loved it. Yeah.
So you brought in, can you tell me what you brought in? I see some spinach and some lettuce and
I got
parsley?
Some spinach and cilantro.
Oh, cilantro.
Some arugula, swiss chard.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it a taste and
see. I'm gonna do this. Mm. The cilantro is good. It's really strong.
Yeah,
like really flavorful.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try the spinach. I should have actually done the cilantro last.
Nice crisp to it. Yeah.
Mm. That's really good.
Right.
Fresh out of the garden.
Fresh.
That's how it tastes, yeah.
And arugula is a little bit spicy.
Right.
And people love it.
You know, well, it's nice. I like it just a little bit in the salad, not a whole salad of it, but a little flavor. So this is the arugula, I think, right? You can really taste the arugula.
Right.
And I saw something red.
That's the swiss chard.
It's so cute.
That pops, right, the whole salad box, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everything in here is delicious. And then there's...
That's the mustard.
Right.
That you just said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't really has that strong flavor. You know, we harvest just at the right time. Just so that you get the
Well, right it's good because mustard is sometimes overpowering.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, those are all delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday, one of the customers was asking, why are you harvesting something that looks like a baby mustard? I was like, this is the best time to eat. This is the best age for the mustard to...
So are you... And you're going to run this operation year round?
Yes, that's the plan.
How do you heat the greenhouse in the winter?
Good question. It costs a lot, but what we do
that's use, what I was thinking.
A little bit of propane, and I also install the heat pump. Yeah, so heat pump is our primary source of heat. And sometimes, you know, when we have days like yesterday, or maybe when it goes to minus 20s, the heat pump's not enough.
Right.
So we supplement that with the propane heater.
Right, or if the power goes off.
Then the power goes off.
Yes,
yeah.
Which is the thing that happens.
Right.
Are you in business by yourself, or are you... You with your family?
Yes, just my wife and I, and we have a small kid, so it's just us right now doing this by ourselves. Yeah, that's how it all started, and it seems like community is getting to know more and more about the business because every person who came by, who took our samples home, I would say more than half of them returned as a customers, and then they've been spreading the word in Facebook. But it does takes time. Not everybody is on Facebook, right? Some people don't even have.
So are you just selling direct to the public? Are you going to try to get into some of the stores?
So I did reach out to the local grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the market is very saturated right now. So they have a lot of offers from different producers.
I know I recently did an interview with Du Jour, who does the co-op, and they started supplying lettuce about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I think.
That's right.
So, but it is, I mean, the whole concept of having fresh grown stuff here in Canada in the winter that hasn't had to be in a truck for a week. Yeah. It's wonderful. It's great for people to have that choice.
Absolutely. That's the whole vision of why we started this greenhouse. Mm-hmm. So have something ready in your your community, where people can just order and pick up the greens on the same day. You place an order, it will be harvested a few minutes before you arrive, mm-hmm. and then it's ready packed. Just take home and eat the freshness. Dujo is a similar concept too. Mm-hmm. So we are, I would say, ours is a bigger version of Dujo. So they have it in a container. We just have the same technology in the greenhouse.
And you have more variety of stuff that you're growing.
More variety. Yeah. That's right. So we can grow up to 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. So at this stage, we are actually experimenting with some additional, rare crops. See whatever works better, right? Economically, and also customers also like it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think by... But in the next couple of months, so we'll
have it all figured out.
Figured out.
And if people want to buy your stuff, what do they do?
So they just go onto the website, nascenthg.com. They pick what they want. Let's say you just want some lettuce. You can just pick the lettuce, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you want a weekly subscription or a bi-weekly mm-hmm. subscription. So you get a little bit of discount by doing so. And it also helps us economically to do even more. So some of our customers are bi-weekly subscribers. So they just pay you in advance for 3 months, but they come every bi-weekly and then they get.
I know the subscription thing is actually quite popular with a lot of growers, and which is nice because then you're guaranteed a certain amount of sales.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of going to any of the farmers markets in the spring when they start up again?
I was approached by a couple of farmers markets. I think there's one called Living Locally, mm-hmm. right? So that's happening in January.
Right.
So I am going for it. And then yesterday I was approached by Metcalf Farmers Market. So I think I will be going there too. And I'm also talking to my neighbors on ED Road where I live. They also have some farmer market, some vendors. So I'll probably be working with them to expose our product. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's great.
Yep.
What's your wife's name?
She's Bernice Cheng.
Okay.
Yep.
Just, I know that the women are often the workers too, so I don't want to leave her out.
She's like, just before I come here, she's like, do you want to give me a seed of trays? I'll start planting. I'm like, it's okay. Just take it easy. I'll come home. We'll do it together.
Yeah. Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to add before we sign off?
I think the community support has been amazing so far. Just feel free to check it out. Even if you don't want to buy anything, just feel free to come over, eat something, take some samples to feel the difference, and then and then you decide. There's no compulsion, no pressure. Yeah.
And if you want to just give your website address once more,
so it's www.nascenthg.com.
Can people drop in, or do they need to order ahead of time?
Right. They can just drop in. I think our preferred is just order ahead of time. You can order now and pick up in 2 hours. So that's the timeline.
Okay.
We have a 2-hour window.
Okay.
Just for me to go into the greenhouse, harvest, and make everything ready.
And does it have to be through the website, or can they phone?
They can just call me.
Okay. And what's your number?
647-466-8884.
Okay, well, thanks again for coming in. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks,
I know you've got a busy schedule if you got seeds to plant.
All right, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm Candace Vetter. I've been speaking with Kishore Nasina about his new business, Nascent Hydroponics, on Local First on CGRO Radio, last on the dial, and first for local news.